This is a Sports Radio 740 podcast on sportsradio740.com.
National Signing Day starting to wind down a little bit, and you're starting to now know where all the classes are going, where all players are going. And right now, we are actually joined by a very happy man, and that is the head coach at Deerfield Beach High School, Coach Javon Glenn. And Coach, let's just start with the whole thing, because you and I were just talking a little while ago. You've had a really hectic day with everything going on.
Yeah, it was crazy. Crazy in a good way, though. It's one of those crazy you can deal with. I'm glad it's over, though.
And with your class, and this is, I say your class, is as you're a head coach of a football team, the reason we got you on is because we want to talk to you about your five-star wide receiver coming in, but you've got players going everywhere.
Yes, sir. We end up this year, this class of 2017, we had 16 kids signed thus far. Then we'll have a couple that are signed later, possibly D2 and some JC kids. So we've been blessed this year, man. The kids, it's a testament to the kids. Going out, we put together a very, strenuous regimen, and they went out and executed both in the classroom and on the football field. So it's a blessing for the program as a whole.
Now, if I remember correctly, this is your second year as a head coach for Deerfield?
Yes, sir. My second year as the head coach. My 11th year in the program overall. 10th year, I'm sorry, going into my 11th, but second year as the head coach.
Yeah, you were originally the JV coach. What's it like going from being the head coach of your JV team to going up and getting basically promoted and becoming the head coach for the varsity?
To be honest, I wasn't even the head coach of the JV team.
Oh,
I was
dang.
The coordinator on the JV team. My initial duties, I did laundry and linebackers in D.C., and now I'm sitting in the big chair. I still do laundry, though. It's a humbling way to let me know if I'm slipping off my game. I can be right back in the laundry room only.
I was about to ask, did you just throw laundry into your list of duties that you threw on your resume? Is that like something you ever tell anybody? Hey, Coach, if you ever need anybody to come to the university, you can get rid of the equipment manager. I'll also dub as your laundry guy.
Hey, I'm proud of that. I mean, I tell my kids, it's all hands on deck. You got to be willing to grind. You got to be able to do what you got to do, to be a part of it. Every little bit of every part of a program is essential. So that's still my job.
Now, and with you being the head coach on it, and you do the laundry and all that sort of stuff, what are the challenges of being the varsity head coach over at Deerfield Beach?
Just trying to keep from spreading yourself too thin. Obviously, when I was an assistant coach, my duties were a little bit, people weren't actually trying to reach out to me, not only within the program, but outside of the program. I kind of was able to find the radar. Now, you're putting out flyers, east, west, left, and right. Just got to make sure, you're keeping the main thing the main thing. And the main thing in my program will always be my kids, so that they come first and foremost.
And what are they with your kids? I mean, you're talking about a high school that you did. You've sent guys to the non-Power Fives. You've sent them D2. You've sent them to the Power Fives. What's it like in a normal practice for these players when they've got coaches from the Pac-12, coaches from the SEC, all down there at the exact same time, kind of standing around all blindside style?
Believe it or not, the kids now, they've kind of gotten used to it. I mean, it's been like that for a couple of years, and it's not – only been like that at Deerfield since I took over the reins. I mean, Deerfield's always been a very fertile place for football. I mean, Stockton McDougal was one of the top picks in the draft. Jason Pierre-Paul, Bernard Robinson, and countless others. So they've seen their brothers and uncles, and some of them even their dads now with Lamont McDougal. Saw them go through it, so it's the norm now. They'd be more nervous or more uncomfortable if they didn't have scouts on the sideline during spring, or they didn't see these guys walking through the hallways coming to visit when it's open period.
Well, the two of the names that you named that are in the NFL right now, Jason Pierre-Paul and Denard Robinson, do those guys get back to Deerfield? Do they get to give guys like Jerry Jeudy a little bit of advice about what he's going to expect?
Oh, most definitely. I mean, they're always around, to the point where it's not even celebrity status now. They're especially Denard. We went out on college tour last year, and as a surprise to the kids, when we left Florida State instead of coming back home to Deerfield, we met him at Jaguar Stadium. He gave us a tour, just sat down and really talked to him about, what it meant. So we call it Buck Pride here in South Florida, what it means to put on the uniform. And just, having a real keep-it-real session with him. They all know him. He's just lace. I mean, he's always here. He works out with the kids sometimes. Sometimes he'll come. He had sessions last year where he came out and got Jerry Jeudy and a couple of our receivers and just took them out and gave them a workout, like for a couple of weeks. He just worked them out, let them work out with him. So, I mean, it's a blessing to have those guys that have, you know, walked the same hallways and played on the same practice fields that are at where, you know, these kids want to be at, to be able to reach out and touch them and talk to them and, you know, pick his brain. So it's a blessing for the kids.
And Jerry Jeudy, the commitment that he's already signed his letter of intent, talked about how he just went out there and worked out with Denard Robinson. What is it about Jerry Jeudy that stands out? It doesn't even have to be on the football field, off the football field. What is it that makes Jerry Jeudy a special person?
Oh, I mean, this is maturity. Well, you know, Jerry graduated early, so he's been at Bama now for a month.
Yeah.
So he was an early enrollee. But, I mean, just to see him mature from when he came over here as a 10th grader, you know, he was always an excellent talent, but he hadn't put it all together as far as, you know, wanting to be an excellent student, wanting to, you know, be more disciplined, wanting to be more focused. And, I mean, he sat down. One thing I'll give him credit for, he listened. Even before he knew me and before I did anything to really earn his trust, he took a gamble and said, you know what, I'm going to trust this guy. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to follow him. And I mean, the rest is history. But he's matured. He's night and day. I tell people a story. When he first came here, you know, he was like a C student, and he was getting by. He was doing enough just to pass because he was smart enough. But till when we were at the Under Armour All-American game, he had straight A's when we left to go to Orlando. When we got there, one of his teachers put in a grade, and it dropped him to a B. So he had six A's and a B. He comes into my hotel room, 11:30, 12 o'clock at night, banging on my door. I'm thinking something's wrong, and he's telling me I got to call the teacher because he did his assignment, and she gave him a zero. And I said, Jerry, you got an 89. He's like, no, Coach, I had straight A's. I got to have it. I mean, already graduated. On his way to Alabama, he's worrying about having straight A's. So to see the turnaround from when I first met him as a sophomore, you know, that was funny to me.
And is that type of work ethic that he puts in on his schoolwork also the type that are even worse? I say worse, but even more than what you'll see like in the weight room, in the film room, on the field.
Oh yeah, I mean he just developed. He just, when it clicked, it clicked. I mean, we changed some things up about the way he went about things, but I mean he works hard. And another awesome thing is, he's not one of those guys that works hard and he's over just doing his own thing by himself. He brings guys with him. I mean, I got young receivers now. I was just telling them yesterday at workouts, you know, we got to stop. We got too many guys trying to do the Jeudy. You guys got to understand, Jeudy was once in a lifetime. You got to find a way to be you, create your own niche. But, I mean, he led those guys, and, I mean, he's still there. I mean, he talks to them, FaceTime. I mean, he's turned into a really natural leader.
And that's a part of it. That's the other part, the leader status on it. Most of the times, you know, it's a quarterback. Sometimes it's somebody else on the offensive line that is a leader. But what is it like for Jerry Jeudy? Is he a vocal leader? Is he somebody that shows it on the field and that's how he leads? What kind of leader is he?
He definitely shows on the field. He's turned more into a vocal leader. I think he had the benefit early when he was younger. I mean, you know, he had Calvin Ridley. And then this year it turned out he was the guy. He had the, you know, little guys following. The way he used to look up to Calvin, he had kids here, young receivers, looking up to him. And I think he embraced that. So he became more vocal this year. And I mean, he was our guy. He was our guy.
Now, just a few more minutes with Javon Glenn, who is the head coach at Deerfield Beach down in Florida. And we are very appreciative for him taking some time out after having all these players signed today on National Signing Day. But with Jeudy and him going to Alabama, nobody's perfect. If he was, and they'd be able to have wide receivers in the NFL, what does he need to work on as he is, even though he's already at Alabama, as they go into spring practice?
Developing his body. I get him all the time. You know, his eating habits are as close to horrible as possible. That's one of the reasons why I was happy for him to get, you know, to Bama, where he can get at the training table and really eat. Because you have to take care of your body to be successful for a long period of time. I mean, the grind that is college football is, I mean, you got to build your body up to be able to go through, you know, the day in, day out. And, I mean, they do a great job with the strength and conditioning program. And then just being around them in the training table. I mean, the guys, when you're walking around the complex, they look like grown men because, you know, of what they put in with food and nutrition and as well as Coach Cochran with the strength. So he needs to definitely, you know, get in there and really focus on his nutrition, focus on his weightlifting and building his body and his conditioning. And then just the mental aspect of it. I told him the number one thing, he definitely needs to get in that playbook early and often. I mean, follow the footsteps. Calvin Ridley used to come here to work out. When he was coming out as his freshman year, he used to work out at our school in the weight room. He'd have that iPad with him. I mean, he was studying. So we need to make sure he follows those footsteps, those traits.
When you talk to Coach Saban and he asks you about him, what was the first thing that you ever said to Coach Saban about Jerry Jeudy?
I told him he was a dog, a South Florida dog. I mean, and that's big. That's a label you don't give to every kid. He's one of those kids that for a victory or to be successful, he's willing to go as far as he's got to beat you. You want to fight, you want to scratch, you want to claw. I mean, well, what a bite, whatever you want to do, he's willing to do what he's got to do to be successful, to beat you. And some kids, they aren't. I mean, they'll say it or talk a good game and they'll look it. But when it comes down to it, some of them, they get to a certain point and that was enough. That's all I'm willing to give. He's willing to give it all.
Javon Glenn, the head coach at Deerfield Beach High School down in Florida, we really appreciate it. I tell you, we've talked to so many coaches, and I love your energy. I absolutely love it, man. If I was in high school, I'd love to be playing for you.
All right, well, if you got a little one, you can sit them down at Deerfield Beach. We'll take care of them.
I'll come on down to Deerfield Beach some point in time, okay?
All right.
Have a great one, Coach.
You too.
See
you, sir. Thanks for having me.
That is Coach Glenn, the head football coach at Deerfield Beach High School down in Florida. Amazing school, amazing results. You start seeing again, you're talking about Jason Pierre-Paul, Denard Robinson. Now you got Jerry Jeudy at Alabama. And see, the thing about this that he really didn't mention, that the reason why I asked him about all these players is today he not only sent Jerry Jeudy, which is already on campus, to Alabama, he also had another player commit to Oregon, another player commit to Pitt, another player commit to West Virginia, and he also had another player commit to Buffalo. A humongous recruiting class for Deerfield Beach High School.
Your city, your station, your voice. This is The Fallout on Sports Radio 740.